Earlier this month, Ozarks at Large, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, and the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History teamed up to hear ghost stories. We invited the public to come to Shiloh Museum and tell ghost stories, not the fictional kind you hear around a campfire, but stories from people who believe they'd had some sort of unexplained experience. Several stories were told that afternoon, and you can hear the entire afternoon session on a podcast at the Shiloh Museum website. That's springdalearc.org/Shiloh. One of the more compelling stories told that afternoon was from David Wright of Fayetteville. Full disclosure here, I'm quite the skeptic when it comes to this sort of story, but I've known David for more than 10 years, and you can hear in his voice as he tells the story that just telling it to other people still gives him the chills.
In 1982, I was in graduate school here at Fayetteville and looking for an apartment, and I found one in the Gregg House, the Lafayette Gregg House, and it's on the corner of Gregg and Lafayette, and it's a big antebellum mansion that was then broken into four apartments. Well, five, six, actually. The ice house was one, the smoke house was one, and then the main house was broken up into, you know, two on the bottom, two on top. And so I had, if you're looking at the house, I had the bottom left. And all it was a big parlor of the house. A huge room, had a marble fireplace in it, and floor-to-ceiling windows. Well, one window that faced the street, and then one window that faced, that would be south, on the south wall of the house. And that was my bedroom, and it came furnished. It was like, it wasn't $100 a month back then, you know, which was right in my price range. And so I had my bed back in the corner looking toward the floor-to-ceiling window going facing Gregg Street, you know, facing the front yard of that house. And I had a cat, Cheetos. It had seven toes on each foot, Cheetos. And so I woke up. It was late, I'm not just saying this for effect. It was full moon. When the moon was full, those windows are just gorgeous. And I'd made my own curtains, I remember, you know, and I didn't make them tall enough, so they came, you know, maybe didn't cover the entire window from the top of it down. Anyway, I was I was dead asleep, and I woke up for some reason, and I kind of woke up and looked down at the end of the bed, and Cheetos was standing just staring out that window. And, you know, I didn't really move, and I looked to the window. Oh, golly. Oh. And what I see is, you know, I think it's weird that when an animal reacts that way, you know, you don't really get it, then you think, well, something's wrong, somebody's here, and somebody was there. So I looked up, and there was a young girl in antebellum dress, and she was looking out the window like this. And when I finally realized what I was seeing, I screamed like a girl. I mean, it scared me to death. Oh, and as soon as I did that, that vision disappeared. Got up, turned on every light in the house, it shook me kind of. So maybe 2 months later, I woke up again, and this time I knew, you know, I knew why I was waking up. And I looked down at the end of the bed, there's Cheetos on point, just as still as can be. So I don't move, and my heart's racing, I can hear it in my ears and coming out the top of my head, and I look up, and there she is. Again, with her, you know, looking out that window, she's not moving, she's not talking, she's not singing, but I can see her in the moonlight there, looking out that window. And I tried so hard not to move, this time not out of fear, but just out of, I don't want to scare it, you know. And I looked at my alarm clock, and I watched that specter for at least 15 minutes. And then Cheetos moved and laid back down or jumped down, and every time, just the same thing time as last time, when something happened in the room, when somebody moved or spoke or screamed, that specter started turning, and as she started turning, she would disappear, you know, just fade away, turn towards me like she was going to say something to me. And I could only ever see like three quarters of her face before she was entirely gone. I can describe to you exactly what she was wearing as far as ribbons down her back, puffed sleeves. She didn't have a hat on. Of course, she was inside. But it was a young girl and of the period, and I've often wondered who it was. I know Ida Gregg, Lafayette Gregg's daughter, only daughter, who was never married, died in that house. But I don't, you know, this was a little girl. I don't know who it was, but it I saw her twice, and I was glad I did.
David Wright of Fayetteville telling of an experience he had while in graduate school in Fayetteville in the early 1980s. He told that story as part of an afternoon of personal ghost stories at Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale earlier this month. That event was hosted by the museum and Northwest Arkansas newspapers. You can hear more stories from that day, including the only sort of ghost-connected story I've ever been involved with, and even then it was only my family members that may have or may have not seen something. You can hear those stories in a podcast from Shiloh Museum, available at springdalearc.org/Shiloh. This is Ozarks at Large.